find a recent graduate or an intern or somebody in your company who's trying to figure it out, and kind of take them under your wing, to invite them out to lunch, give them a book that was influential in your life, make that connection, and then keep following up.
Every startup and tech company is after one main thing: creating a company culture. I'd like to introduce you to Poppin. Poppin is more than just a popular furniture company. They are a culture creator. Poppin is so proactive about embracing our community culture, bringing everyone together at their incredible Silicon Beach mixers. Definitely go to poppin.com. Mention We Are LA Tech to get on the invite list. Poppin's main mission is to create an atmosphere where we together can work happy. Poppin.com, P-O-P-P-I-N.com. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast in this fabulous Los Angeles Women in Tech series. Yes, we are celebrating the amazing women in tech here in Los Angeles. And next up, we have Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
So, Amanda, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about the company you work for.
Sure. My name is Amanda Conrad. I am the Director of Platform Product Management at Truex. Truex is an advertising technology company, and we are all about making ad experiences online that are better, that, you know, appreciate your time online and don't suck. And that is basically, you know, it's pretty hard challenge these days, but I think we're doing a pretty good job.
I love that. Ads that appreciate your time that don't suck.
Yeah. So what I mean by that is we give all of our ads, they're fully interactive. So they're not just yelling at you. You get to interact with the brand. And because we're asking for more interaction and time from our consumers, our viewers, we give them something in return. So it might be an ad-free episode of a show, or it could be some, you know, a currency that you use in a social game, or it could be
Pop Rocks.
No, just kidding. Well, so we're, potentially it could be something in the physical world. We, so I don't know if you're familiar with Twitch, but that's kind of in the realm of where that could end up going is, what we're doing with Twitch is you interact with one of our ads, you earn Twitch bits, and then you are able to donate those bits to streamers that you like.
Tell us a little bit about
money.
Tell us a little bit about Twitch for those of us that don't know Twitch.
Oh, so Twitch is, actually am not like a Twitch person, but they're one of our clients. So I know that much, just a little bit about them. So they are a online streaming video game site. So people log on and watch other people playing their favorite video games, and they can comment and donate them Twitch bits, which they earned by interacting with ads. So yeah, it's kind of a cool new way of kind of giving back to the community. The community has really responded great by it, and they seem to really enjoy that aspect of it. It's better that, you know, you can also get out your wallet and pay the streamer $5. But you could also earn that money by interacting with an ad. And advertisers like it because they know that a human is on the other end interacting with their brand for a certain amount of time. So it's kind of a win-win-win. And that's how we think about things at Truex is for a product has to be good for the consumer, the advertiser, and the publisher. In this case, it's Twitch. So Twitch is making more money from those ads than they would from a traditional video ad or display ad. So making the experience all around better for everybody.
And how long has Truex existed?
Truex was founded about, 12 years ago. I've been with the company going on 4 years. A lot of people at their company.
A long time.
Yeah. Our CTO and they, you know, a lot of like the core group were hired around 8 years ago. And then 3 years ago, we were actually acquired by Fox. And so now we're part of the, you know, powering Fox shows on their streaming services. But we are a wholly owned subsidiary. So we also power ABC and Viacom and some other.
I totally watched
too.
Prison Break live stream.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Right. So you would be able to
maybe you saw this, like you got a choice throughout your stream saying like, interact with an ad now and skip commercial breaks.
Yeah, that's I totally did.
That's Truex. That's totally us. Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
I have to get my Michael Schofield fix.
Right, it's great for it's great for video, I think, and that's why Fox decided to purchase Truex. Is the people don't want to be interrupted while watching their show with 2.5 minute breaks like every 5 minutes. It's right. just unsustainable. People are not going onto those sites because they're going favoring Amazon and Netflix. But those have a cost to them as well. And so it keeps people out of viewing content. If all good content, quality premium content, went to those subscription type services, people who couldn't afford that would be stuck watching, you know, I don't know, videos on YouTube and trash, basically. Totally. No, not good content.
And so. What is your specific role at Truex?
Yeah. So I was actually hired 4 years ago as a UI UX designer, just a consultant, came in to do some platform redesign. And I had some product management background as well. They needed product management help. So it kind of worked out perfectly. Came on full time in June of 2014. And then really the product management group at Truex was just me for a while and building out features of our ad server. So those really high quality and fully interactive ads that we have require pretty specific integrations into our publishers and specific ads as well. And so we have a whole ecosystem that we had to develop, and that's what the platform product side of our product management team that I lead deals with. So we're focused on the advertisers and making sure that the ads are, you know, flighted and delivered and the targeting is right and all those things.
What resources in LA do you tap into in order to further your success and your skill set?
That's a good question. I would say that most of my resources are online, less in person, although I'm really trying to change that up this year. But yeah, I am really a big fan of Facebook groups where you can easily get other people's experience. I don't have a big product management network. Most of my network would be online. Right. I really love the Women in Product group on Facebook. It's really great. Just questions, everything from like how to deal with another coworker, how to do something, you know, tools for road mapping or conversations about comp, how to move up, people to look over your resume. I do that a lot for other people trying to get into product because I have kind of an product is like everybody has not a traditional way to get there because right. it's like one of those types of jobs. And so I try to pass that along and pay it forward in that way. So yeah, I'd say I also like the Tech Ladies group. That's always a good one. But yeah, I haven't found too many. Like Tech Ladies tried to do something in LA. I think they're still getting it together. Hasn't like really taken off yet. So mostly it's online, and mostly I try to connect with people through those Facebook groups.
If you had one ask of the community, something they could do to support you in your success, what would that ask be?
Well, actually feel really supported, to be honest. I have some great people that I'm working with and have, you know, these online communities that I love. My whole thing has been making sure that other women coming up in tech, or not even only in tech, but just coming up in their careers.
Yeah.
I work with a lot of people at Truex that aren't from tech backgrounds, and they find themselves at a tech company. Never thought that they'd work at a tech company before. So that's totally fine. But just feel that same kind of like desire to grow and like, and be supported. So I guess just more of that. If I was going to ask for anything, I'd say like, you know, find a recent graduate or an intern or somebody in your company that you is trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And kind of like take them under your wing, invite them out to lunch, give them like a book that was influential in your life, show them the podcast that was helpful, or, you know, send an article or something like that, and like make that connection and then keep following up, I think, because a lot of people feel like they can't approach you as like a more senior person in the company. And I've really tried to make sure that I'm as approachable as possible. So I think if I was going to ask for anything for the community, is like, just look around and find somebody who could use a little support. And even if it's not in the thing that you're good at, I have a lot of up and coming women in my company who are not in product, and they're in research and data science and analytics and all these things I can't do. And that doesn't matter. I just have, that's actually even better, because they can tell me about how they need more, you know, how to construct their one-on-ones with their boss. And I know their boss, and I can say, hey, dude, boss.
Yeah.
You should have one-on-ones with your people. They're great. They need some support from you. And so kind of like be a sponsor, I guess. And it doesn't, it's so rewarding, and it doesn't take any time or real effort. Just look around and find those opportunities.
Very cool. And last but not least, how can people connect with you?
Yeah. So I think the easiest is just amanda@truex.com. I'm on it all the time, and I like email still. It's my favorite.
Email works.
It just does.
Cool. Thank you for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Every startup and tech company is after one main thing: creating a company culture. I'd like to introduce you to Poppin. Poppin is more than just a popular furniture company. They are a culture creator. They think about culture for a tech company from their design to the functionality of all their furniture. Poppin's main mission is to create an atmosphere where we together can work happy. Poppin.com. P-O-P-P-I-N.com.